Hello, this is Seminarian Kyle from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today I'm going to be sharing a reflection with you on Thursday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time. The reading from Sirach, chapter 48, verses 1 through 14, and the Gospel from Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. In the first reading today, we hear about Elijah and Elisha and their great works amongst the people of Israel. We see in Elijah's life the great works of having a drought for the sake of calling people to conversion. He called down fire and tried to call the kingdom of Israel to convert back to God. And then we hear about his descendant Elisha, who received a double portion of his spirit and the great works he also did. This first reading for us shows us that God the Father is at work for his children Israel. He's striving to call them back to himself. He's striving to bring them back to righteousness, and he's at work for the sake of their conversion, for the sake of their own good. And then, in the Gospel today, we have a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is teaching us, in this school of prayer, how to pray. He says, "Do not babble like the pagans that list off their long prayers, but pray the Our Father." He teaches us the Our Father to pray to God as a father. I want you to imagine if we were to build here at St. Mary's a skyscraper, a really tall skyrise. There'd be a lot of work to go into it. We'd have to put up all this scaffolding, all these exterior structures to build the tall building. This work is exterior. A lot of it has to be the structure around it before we can focus on the interior of the building. And I think this is an image for us in seeing how God works sometimes. In this prayer, the Our Father, God is giving us the structure of prayer so that we can enter into prayer like his Son, Jesus. God the Father is striving to give us a heart close to his Son, Jesus, so that we can pray like him and relate to him in the same manner. And this is what we see, God the Father at work in Jesus Christ to form us through this prayer. He's teaching us himself. He's doing the work in us through this prayer of relating to God as Father. The first word of the prayer, Our Father, Jesus is teaching us to see God as a Father. But he's also teaching us our is part of a community. We're not on our own when we pray to God. In this prayer, he offers us his own heart to relate to the Father. And I think my experience of this exterior structure forming the interior, has been in seminary formation, where sometimes we're asked to go through different actions that we might not understand. For example, when I was in college seminary, we were asked to do house jobs and grounds work, so mowing the lawn, trimming hedges, and I didn't see how it would relate to priestly formation. But looking back, I can see that it was forming in me a heart of obedience, a heart of service, so that I could give myself fully to whatever I'm asked to do. So I didn't understand the actions, but they were forming my heart, and the church knew that in its wisdom. I think this happens to us in prayer, where sometimes we go through the motion of praying. Sometimes we go through the action of just saying prayers mindlessly, or our mind's somewhere else. And this isn't what God wants by giving us a structure. He tells us in the beginning of the gospel not to babble like pagans, but to pray from our heart, to trust that God the Father hears us and he wants to answer us. So when we can pray from our heart within these structures, within these prayers given to us, our hearts are formed into the heart of Christ. Especially in the Mass, we hear, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." When we say this prayer, we can think of ourselves as the structure, allowing Christ interior into us to form us and to help build up our interior of the structure so it has a strong foundation and core. And this is a beautiful reminder for myself and for all of us that when we're at work trying to convert our lives, trying to strive for virtue and to conform our life to the person of Christ, we're not doing it on our own, but it's God the Father helping us, eager to do the work with us. All we have to do is receive and respond. Because if we try to build a building by ourselves, it would take a lot of work, a lot of effort, and we'd probably end up messing up. But with Christ, with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, we're able to work together and allow God to do the heavy lifting of conversion. So I invite you today, let us pray from our hearts, not babbling like pagans, but trusting that God the Father hears us, wants to help us in every way, and is eager to lead us closer to his Son, Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.